All right, good morning.
Good morning.
You don't have to stand if you would rather not, but I am going to ask you this morning to turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and say, I'm glad you're here for the journey. You can keep going, Roger, if you want.
I'm glad you're here for the journey.
Thank you, Roger. That went way better than I could have ever imagined. Let me go ahead. I do see some young ones, so let me go ahead and dismiss the youngest among us. You are free, released to go. For those of us still here, is my volume good?
Yes?
Okay, I won't touch it. For those of us still here, and you know who you are, we are today and for the summer changing things up a bit. You may have noticed that we are not in the sanctuary, but we've moved out here in the community room. We've gone from the pews to the tables. I see the coffee and scones are just about within hand's reach. And with all that, we are all a little closer together. And that feels a bit more like maybe a shared journey. And that feels right because for the next few weeks, we are going to be leaning into the Psalms, not a comprehensive sort of overview, deep dive, but we're going to take a few of the Psalms, what I am calling songs for the journey. What are these ancient prayers for ordinary days? And what we want to know about the Psalms is that they are not carefully organized theological compositions. They are prayers, right? Songs for the journey, cries of the heart, laments, celebrations, questions, fears, struggles, hopes, dreams. They are filled with certainty and doubt, with abundance and longing, moments of awe and wonder, and moments when awe and wonder feel far too distant. And all the while, they invite us to notice, to pay attention, to listen, and to bring our whole selves into the very presence of God and one another. And for centuries, people all over have been doing just that. And so today in this summer, I want to invite us into that journey together. And today we want to start where the Psalms start, not with answers, not with explanations, but with a tree planted by streams of water. And so Psalm 1, if you're grabbing one of those Bibles near you, page 383, the words will be on the screen up here beside me. And so I want to read the Psalm first, and then we'll come back and pray, and then we'll see what it has for us today. Psalm 1, it says, we read, this is the opening line, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do flourishes. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Let's pray. God, as we gather here today in this space, a bit closer together, help us even now to be present to one another, to ourselves, to you, to be attentive to your presence in us and among us. And with that, give us ears to hear, give us hearts to receive, give us courage to respond. And in that, would you draw us closer to you and to one another? Amen. Blessed is the one. Blessed is the one. And let's pause here, because if we're not careful, this can sound a lot like a reward. Blessed is the one who, as though there's some compensation, as in a badge of honor, a mark of spiritual success, right? Me proving somehow that I've arrived, I've attained, I've achieved. And yet, interesting here, the word in Hebrew is ashrei. And ashrei is less elevation and more observation. This is less you should be like and more look what happens when. And so rather than become good enough so that you might be called blessed, think, here is what this journey, what this life is all about. Because Psalm 1 is not at all focused on, concerned with giving us a plan for religious achievement. It is inviting us into a way of doing life, a path, a direction, a journey that we travel. And we kind of see that here straight off. Again, blessed is the one, and then we read, who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. Noting that walk, stand, sit, there's kind of a progression to this. It begin here with walk, and so we're heading in a direction, right? And then we read stand, what is a kind of this remaining in place, and then it comes to sit, no longer passing through, but now taking up residence. Which is really how life often is. Right? Walk, stand, sit. Because rarely, if ever, do we wake up one morning and magically we're completely different. Right? That sort of change, right? Our lives are often shaped over time, less by dramatic moments and more by daily practices. One action, one choice, one direction at a time. And soon enough, those actions become habits, those choices become character, those directions become destinations. Walk, stand, sit, right? Shaping the kind of life that we are living. And then we notice, he continues, but whose delight is in the Torah of the Lord, and who meditates on his Torah day and night. Now, Torah here, translated here and often as law, but don't think of law as the way that we often think of it today. Torah is more, I think, a better translation would be instruction. Right? This is not a laundry list of rules and regulations and requirements. This is, think more, guidance and wisdom for the journey. And the one, we read, who leans into that way of life, delighting in, means finding joy in, delighting in and meditating on, dwelling on, pondering, who dwells there, right? And again, think habit, think choice, think direction, who allows Torah, right? Again, instruction, guidance, wisdom, to shape their imagination, to shape their desires, their decisions, their relationships. We read that person is like a tree planted by streams of water. Not rushing, not striving, not proving, but planted, rooted. A tree drawing life from a source deeper than itself. And perhaps that's what we need, the image we need this morning. Because we live in a culture that celebrates noise, speed, productivity, honors faster, bigger, stronger, louder. And yet notice here, the Psalms begin not with a person who is successful or famous or powerful, but a person who is rooted, planted by streams of water. And here's the thing, because every life gets its nourishment from somewhere, be it maybe from success or approval or achievement, maybe from power or control. And yet what happens when those things dry up, right? When the seasons change, when circumstances shift, success comes and goes. Approval rises and falls. Power will disappear. And yet here is the tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do flourishes. Not because conditions are perfect, not because life is always easy, not because there's never a drought, but because it is planted, rooted, reaching into the deep stream we read of delight in the Torah, right? Instruction, guidance, wisdom of the Lord, and meditating, chewing on it, dwelling on day and night. All of which then is juxtaposed against another image, this one of chaff. Not so, we read, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Keeping in mind here, the point is not, this is not a comparison of good people and bad people. This is a comparison of one way of doing life and another way of doing life. One life staying rooted in the deep streams, the other carried along by the changing winds. And we can even think back to those words again, right? We think of winds of success or approval or achievement or power or control, because the psalmist seems to understand, right? Our choices, our actions, our habits, our directions are shaping us, are forming us, are taking us on a journey. And perhaps that is the invitation today for you and me. Because the question is not, it is not a matter of will the winds blow? They will. The invitation for each of us is to consider what keeps us grounded when they do. Walk, stand, sit, a tree, chaff, a life planted, or a life blown about. And so as we move into this summer, and especially for today, as we move into a time of reflection, I want to invite us to pay attention, to notice, to lean into, where do I find myself in this psalm today? Where do I find myself in this psalm today? And with that, what is God speaking to me in that place? And then with that, maybe we could consider what has been nourishing my life lately. What has been nourishing my life lately? We could ask, what have I been delighting in and meditating on? Or even this way, we could say, what has been shaping my imagination, my desires, my decisions, my relationships? And then with that, where is God inviting me to put down deeper roots? And then what small choice, what simple practice will I embrace this week that I might be like a tree planted by streams of water?